الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما أجمعين إن شاء الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in all of his knowledge. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nice to see you, brothers and sisters. We'll continue where we left yesterday. We'll start with lesson number 16. Adasu Thadisa Ashara. Brothers and sisters, this lesson is entirely devoted to form 2. And Bab Tafail. Now remember, three radicals. What are they? Three radicals. The root words. Fa, Ain, and Lam. The city has given them a house with three rooms. They are their permanent residence. Only they can live there. But when they want to invite somebody, then they have to make little room because they cannot extend, okay? Or even if they extend, they have to have a very little space, you know? So we added Ayn, okay, brothers and sisters? And we gave it a sukun. So two together, it makes a shadda. So it comes to then fa'ala. Fa'ala. It translated into fa'ala. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Four letter words. Alamatul mudayana will become dhamma. Okay, you will have a Dhamma. Before, it was Fata, inshallah. Al-Mudarris. Now in this lesson, brother, keep your pencils, your highlighters handy. If you see Fi'al Madi, Fi'al Mudari'a, in form 2, Bab Tafail, Amar, Master, Ism Fa'il, Ism Maf'ul, Ism Makan, Ism Zaman. You will make sure you make a note of it. Huh? Make a note of it and you must know what it is. Inshallah. And this is very interesting. Very enjoyable exercise, inshallah. Ya Abdussalam. Uhanniyuka. Uhanniyuka. What is the meaning of that? I congratulate you. Uhanniyuka. Hanna. Yuhanniyu. Uhanniyuka. I congratulate you. Where is that you? Ka. Mafulun bihi. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Takdiruhu. Ana. So what kind of a verb is this? Mudariya. So it is a mudariya. So you have to point out or write it down that it is fi'al mudariya. Bi fawzika. In your success. Fawzika harfjar bi fawzi isam majrur wa huwa mudaf ka mudaf ilayhi. Faza yafuzu fawzun. Success. Fi musabakati. What is this, musabakati? What is it, brother and sister? Master from form 3. Master from form 3. What is the verb, Sister Maimuna? Sabaka. Yusabiku. And then musabakatun. Mufa'alatun. Okay, that is the pattern of the verb. Sabaka, to compete, to race. And what is musabakatun? Competition. Alhamdulillah. So, you know, from this process, you can realize where you are going. And what will happen? You will be doing the same thing in the Quran. You will understand how the verb has been formed. What is the root? On what pattern it is? Is it a master? Is it a madi, mudariya, amar? Ism fa'il, ism maf'ul? What is it? Inshallah, you will be able to figure out with ease, inshallah. And that is our, you know, final achievement, inshallah. Musabakati Hifzul Quran. So fi harfjar musabakati ism majrur wa huwa mudaf hifzi mudaf ilayhi wa huwa mudaf al Quran mudaf ilayhi and al Kareem naat mashallah wa harfu atf tajridi hi mudaf ilayhi. What is tajweed? Master, tafail. So what will be the verb? Jawada. What will be? Jawada. So inshallah you can figure out, inshallah. How you will translate this, brothers and sisters? Ya Abdussalam. I congratulate you for your success in the competition of memorization of Quran and its recitation. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Abdussalam says, Ashkuruka ya doctor, I thank you, O doctor. Jazakallahu khairan. Brother, jaza will have two mafulun bihi. I'm repeating this. I've said it many times. Ka is number one mafulun bihi, and khairan is mafulun bihi number two. So please make a note of it, inshallah. Al mudarris, ya Marwan, wazze. Okay, so what is wazze? Amar. So you will always make a note of it. Highlight it. Tajweed is your master. So you can highlight that also. Wazzi is Amar. What is the meaning of Wazzi? Distribute. Distribute hadihil nusakha, these copies, ala talaba. Now, brother, talaba is another form of plural for talib. We know talib, the plural is tulab. This is another plural. Talabatun. Another plural. Okay. Abdul Salam is saying to the teacher, Ma hazal kitabu dakhmu. Ma hazal kitabu dakhmu. What is this big book, great book or thick book? Alladhi ma'aka ya doktor. What is the answer? Hadha mu'ajjamun jami'iyun. This is a university dictionary. Okay? Innahu, truly it has, zu, brother, what is zu here? Khabarinna. Khabarinna, marfu. Khabarinna marfu. So this is your khabarinna. MashaAllah, mashaAllah. Zu, and then after zu, we will have mudafilehi. Fawaida. Brother, why fawaida and not fawaidi? Mamnu min sarf. Diptot. Okay. And then what is the naat? Mutaaddida tin. Because fawaid is majroor. So naat has to be majroor. Don't get confused with fata on fawaida. Because it is mamnu min sarf. So if the naat is coming after that, then it has to be majroor. So it is mutaaddi datin. Mutaaddi datin. What is the meaning of mutaaddi datin? Several. It has got several benefits. It has got several benefits. Innahu, truly it comes, yati comes, bisharhin wafin. What is wafin? Full explanation. It comes with full explanation. Lil kalimati, for the words. Ma amsilatil kathiratin, with many examples. Okay? Truly, it comes with complete explanation. For the words with many examples. Wa yathkuru masail nahwi, and it mentions the grammatical problems. Wa kazalik, and likewise, yahwi contents, suwaran, pictures, mulawwanatan. What is this mulawwanatan? Colored, mashaAllah. Not for suwaran. Li tahdihi. What is tawdihi? Waddaha. Yuwaddihi, to explain. For clarification or explanation. Maani. This is jama, brother. Meanings. This is jama. What is singular? Maana. And what is the plural? Ma'anin. Ma'anin, mankus. Now when that mankus is mudaf, then the ya will show. Then the ya will show. So it became ma'ani because it is mudaf. Ba'dil kalimati. Now do you find anything interesting for us in this sentence? Mulawwana. So what is mulawwana? Ism maf'ul. What is the verb? Lawwana. Lawwana. You lawwinu. What is the meaning of lawwana? To color. Inshallah. Waddaha. What is it? Waddaha. You waddihu. And the master is tafti. So point, right? Underline everything. I would love to highlight it. Yes, Sister Mamuna. It is in file. Tell me, Sister Mamuna, you pointed out to a good thing. Now what is it? No. MashaAllah. See? So what is this? Form 5, MashaAllah. Sister Mamuna, even though there is a Shadda there which prompted you to think that maybe this is Form 2, but no. Ad-Dada is Form 2. Make it into Form 5, Ta'ad-Dada. So this is Ism file from Form 5. Ta'ad-Dada. Yata'ad-Dadu. And then Ism file will be Muta'ad-Di-Dun. Why it is Tun? Innahu Dhu Fawaid. What is Fawaid? Mudafili. What is it? Diphthong. More than that? More than that? It is Jama. Of Ghair Arkil. So Kullu Jama Muannas. So when you have to have a Naat for that, it has to be Muannas. Got the idea? Badhasan? So Fawaida is your Jama Taksir, broken plural of Ghair Arkil. And so we have to have a Naat. So Naat is Muannas. Mutaaddida Tin. Because Fawaida is Majroor as it is Mudaf Ilahi to Dhu. Got the idea? Inshallah. Now, Mulawwana Tan. Okay, brothers and sisters. It is also Naat. Why it is Tan? Suwaran. Again, Jama. Kulu Jama Muannas. So that is why it is Mulawwana Tan. Because it is Suwaran, which is Jama. Okay? Inshallah. I hope all these small things, they will click in your mind and you will say, okay, I understand why it is Tan. Why it is Muannas. Inshallah. And then Li Tawdihi, that is your master. Ma'ani, brothers and sisters, that is your plural. Ba'adi Kalimati. So if you see from Li Tawdihi, what is Li? Harfchar. Tawdihi is a majrur. Wahua mudaf. And then Ma'ani mudafili. Wahua mudaf. And Ba'adi Mudafili. Wahua mudaf. And Al Kalimati, final mudafili with Al. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Ahmad is saying now, Fikam Mujalladin. Fikam Mujalladin Huwa. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is the translation? How many volumes it is? Okay, this is maful. How many volumes? Okay. Fi kam mujalladin. You can even say fi kam mujalladan. It will be correct. But fi has come, we can say mujalladin. So jallada. What is the verb? To bind. Jallada is to bind. Yujallidu. And what will be ism file? Mujallidun. What is the meaning of mujallidun? The binder. And mujalladun, something that is bound. Okay? See how logical all these things are. And it's so easy. Alhamdulillah. What is the answer? Huwa, which is madhuf. Fi mujalladaini dakhmaini. So make it a mujalladun, make it dual. Mujalladani, mujalladaini, mujalladaini. And the same thing will be Dahmani, Dahmaini, Dahmaini. Got the idea? So, brothers and sisters, make note of all the things which are related to form 2 and bab tafil. Which one? It comes in two big volumes, two great volumes, two thick volumes. Are you with me, mother? Ibrahim says, man muallifuhu. Man muallifuhu. Okay? So, brothers and sisters, what is this verb? It's a allafa. Yuallifu. Now, again, muallif is the author. What will be muallaf? The book which has been written. See? Alhamdulillah. What is the answer? Allafahu jama'atun. So what is jama'atun? Fa'il. Jama'atun min ulama'il lughati. The scholars of the language, a group of the scholars of the language wrote it. Allafa is to write, to author. Ahadara Hamidun. Has Hamid come? Is he present? Hamid says, Ha anaza. I am present, I am here. Mudaris, Kathura Giyabuka. Kathura Giyabuka. What is Giyabu? File. File. Kathura is the verb. Giyabu is your file. Your absence has increased. Are you with me? Kathura, to become more. Your absence has increased. Hadhihi al-ayyam, these days. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Your absence has increased these days, has multiplied these days. Ya Hamid. Hamid is replying. Ja'a abi ila al-madinatil munawwarati. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ja'a abi. My father came to the Madina Munawwara. Anything interesting here? Ji? What is? No. Munawwarati. We are interested in Munawwarati. What is Munawwarati? Mashallah, mashallah. Nawwara. Yunawwiru. Munawwar. Ism maf'ul. See, it's so beautiful. Enlightened city. Nawwara, that you enlighten something. Munawwar. Enlightened city. So it is ism maf'ul. So Madina tu muannas, munawwara tu muannas. Ila Madina til munawwarati. Al-isbu' al-madi. What is al-isbu'a? Zarf. What is al-madi? Naat. Last week. Fakuntu mashgulan. So I was busy. Kuntu mashgulan. In what way I was busy? Bistikbalihi. In receiving him. What is this, brother and sister? Istikbal. Form 10, master. Istakbala yastakbilu. Wa khidmatihi. And in serving him. And what is lastly? Watawdi'ihi. And now what is this? Mashallah, mashallah. Wadda. What is it? Wadda. To say farewell. To say goodbye. Wadda. You waddi. What will be the master? Tawdi'un. Got the idea? Is it clear? والدحاء والليلي إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك. So vada, I means, you know, you say somebody goodbye and you forget him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, you know, your Rabb has not forsaken you, has not said goodbye to you, has not forgotten you. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yeah? That comes in the Quran. Yeah? Okay, brothers and sisters. Now comes our mahma yakunis sababu. What is mahma? First you will say, mahma. First you will say, ismu shart, jazimun. Tajzim fi alayn. Okay, that is how you will start. Yakun, that is your fi'lu shart. Properly majzum. It is proper in its place. You do not have to say fi mahalli. Yakun is fi'lun mudariun. Nakisun majzumun wa alamatu jazmihi sukun. And as-sababu ismu kana. Are you with me? It is ismu kana. So where is the khabar kana? Mahma. So what you will start, Sister Manas, you will start first referring to it as a adatu shart. And then come slowly. And then finally when you come to khabar, then you say it is khabar. That will be a proper sequence. Are you with me? Okay. Fakad, why has fa come? What will you say? Al-fa'u waqiyatun fi jawab shart. It has come for the jawab shart. What is kad? Harfu tahqiq. And fa'tat. What is fa'tat? Fi'lu madin. Mabniun ala fatah. And what is that? Tautanisi. And what is ka? Mafulum bihi. And what is durusun? Fa'il. And what is muhimmatun? Not. Again, it is muannas because durusun kullu jama muannas. Now what will you say? Al-jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Alhamdulillah. See how easy it becomes? In 4 days, you have become experts now. Alhamdulillah. And you will analyze and read and observe all these things in the Quran. Inshallah. And we will also give you lots of such sentences here in the class. Abdul Salam says, Ji. Meaning, Sister Naima, whatever be your reason, many important lessons have missed you. No. Whatever be your reasons, you have missed many important lessons. This is how we will translate in English. You have missed many important lessons. Oh, muhimmatun, of course. Muhimmatun, yes. Yes, Sister Maimuna. Muhimmatun is from form 4. Now that you have raised the question, you tell me the verb. Ahamma. You don't jump to hamma. Ahamma. What is it? Ahamma. What will be the mudariya? Yuhimmu. Yuhimmu. Okay. Now make it ism fa'il. Muhimmun. Are you with me? Now make it into muannas. Muhimmatun. Alhamdulillah. Sister Maimuna, please speak a little loudly. Now, this is very beautiful. Sister Maimuna, may Allah bless you and all of us. with more knowledge. Now see, your mind immediately went, this is how we will study our Quran, inshallah. And we'll try to trace each and every word in it. And you will be able to do it, inshallah. And we've got many books that will help you in doing this work, inshallah. So muhim, it comes from ahamma, yuhimmu. And that is form 4. G? Important. Ahamma, to make something important. Now remember one more thing, brothers and sisters. That whenever you see mu, that is a sign that it can be ism fa'il or ism maf'ul. But you have to think a little harder to figure out the form. Because you saw the shadda, you were tempted to say form 2. But it is form 4. Okay, very good. Abdul Salam is saying, Anushaggilu. What is the meaning of shaggala, yushaggilu? To activate, to put on. To activate, to put on. No, this is form 2. Shagala in form 1, it is like that. So it is shaggala yushaggilu. So it is anushaggilu, shall we put on? What shall we put on? Mukayyifa. What is mukayyifa? Air conditioner. It is ism fa'il. Air conditioner. What is the verb? Kayyafa. To regulate something, to modify something, to condition something. Are you with me? To make something fit. So then air conditioner, we don't have to say air conditioner in Arabic. We can easily coin our own word from the our own sources. Mukayyif is air conditioner. Mukayyif is air conditioner. Shall I turn on, shall we turn on the air conditioner, ya doktor? فَقَدْ اِشْتَدَّتِ الْحَرَارَةُ اِشْتَدَّ to intensify, to increase. And what is hararat? The temperature. Temperature. What is the answer? La mania. La na. I have absolutely no objection. No objection. Are you with me? La mania. See? Mansub. La mania. Ism la nafiyatu lil jins. And the khabar is mazuf. You can say la mania fihi, or you can say afi zalik, whatever you want to say, brother. Yadkhulul muraqib. Now muraqib has come, so he has to bring something. Okay. Ba'da tahiyyati, after saying salamu alaikum rahmatullah. Man arada. Okay, again, brother, man. Ismu shart jazimun. Tajzimu fi alayni. Arada. Fi'alun madin mabniun ala fata fi mahali jazmin fi'alu shart. Sahi, brothers and sisters? Everybody is with me? Inshallah. Ay yashtarika, that is your mafulun bihi. Al mastar al muawwal. What is yashtarika? Form 8. Ishtaraka, to participate. Whosoever wishes to participate, fi mukhayyama. What is this now? It is ism maf'ul. Mukhayyama. What is the meaning of mukhayyama? Camp. Fi mukhayyamish shababi. Youth camp. Fal yusajjal. Lamamar. Ismahu. Fal yusajjal ismahu. He must register his name. Fi maktabi, in my office. Are you with me? Sister Naima, whosoever wishes to participate in the youth camp, should register his name in my office. Now, okay, we got our Adhatu Shart, we got our Fi'lu Shart, and what is Fa? Al-Fa'u Waqiyatun Fi Jawabu Shart. The Fa is occurring for the Jawabu Shart. Are you with me? Lamu Amar. Are you with me? And then Fi'lun Mudariun Majzumun Bilamu Amar. Bilam Amar. Okay? Fi'lun Mudariun Majzumun Bilam Amar. Okay? Isma Mafulun Bihi. Wa huwa mudaf and hu mudaf ilayhi. Where is the file of Yusajjil Mustatir? Takdiruhu huwa. Inshallah. Okay? Now you know fi maktabi. Okay. Now what will you say? Al jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawab al-shart. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So wherever you will see fa in a conditional sentence, we have to say at the end al jumlatul ismiyatu or al jumlatul fi'aliyatu fi mahalli jazmin. If it is in a normal course of its being majzum, then there is no need for fa. Are you with me, brother? Aina tajlis, ajlis. Now there is no need for fa, because both of them are majzum in their original normal state of being fi'lu shart and jawabu shart. Inshallah, you'll keep that mind. Yakhruju. He goes away, brother. He just came to tell us this conditional sentence and give us a new verb. What was that word? Mukhayyam. Sajjala also. There was another sajjala. This is our interesting verb. Sajjala yusajjilu. Form 2, majzum. Mudariya majzum. So we have two words which are interesting. Mukhayyam, ism maful, and yusajjil. Fi'l mudariya majzum. Li nasma'il haditha sharif musajjal. Let us now listen to the noble hadith musajjal. Ism maful. What is musajjal? Badr Hassan? No, recorded. Badr Abdul Samad? Recorded. Let us listen to the recorded noble hadith. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ala sharit. The cassette. Sharit is the cassette. Now look at this, brothers and sisters. So you got musajjal. That is your ism maful. Yushaggilu. He activates al musajjila. Fine. Ismu fa'il. He now puts on the tape recorder. Ya Ibrahim, la tukallim, kallama yukallim. Do not speak. Zamilaka, to your friend. Wa anta tasmau. Now this is hal. What is this? Vowel hal. While you are listening. Don't talk to your colleague, okay? La tukallim, la nahiya. Inshallah, you know that. Intaha al-hadithu. Intaha al-hadithu. Li nasma'ahu maratan ukhra. Yuwakifu. So what is this? Waqqafa, yuwakifu. To stop. Musajjil. Now he stops the tape recorder. Iqra hadha al-hadith ya Usama. Fi'l amr. Fine, brother. But it is our normal. We are not. We are more interested in form 2. You know. Usama and Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu kala. Now we are interested. Kabbalan nabiyyu. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet kissed. Okay. So who's the receiver of kiss? Al-Hasana, mafulun bihi. And then, there is no alif there in Ibna. No, this is what we are going to learn, inshallah. Al Hasnabna Aliyin. Hasan, son of Ali, radiallahu anhuma. Wa indahul Akrau ibn Khabis. See, again Al Akrau came, and then Ibnu comes without. So there is a reason. Habisim. What is the reason, brothers and sisters? That if Ibnu comes between two proper nouns. Are you with me? If Ibnu, the word Ibnu comes between two proper nouns, then the Hamza is dropped. And there are more conditions which we are going to learn later on. Okay? فَقَالَ قَالَ الْأَقْرَعُ This Sahabi, brothers and sisters, says, he saw this. The Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kissed his Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his grandson. And he says, إِنَّ لِي أَشْرَةً مِنَ الْوَلَدِ I have 10 children. فَمَا مَا قَبَّلْتُ مِنْهُمْ أَحْدًا I never kissed any of them, you know. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ So, what is the meaning of this? Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam looked at him. وَقَالَ And he said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ The one who does not show mercy will not receive mercy. Muttafaqun alayhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Sister Naima, is it clear? Inshallah. Asanta. What verb is this? Form 4. What is it? Form 4. You did very well. Ahsana, to do something well. Asanta. Where is the file? Ta. You did very well. Mada fahimta min hazal hadith ya Osama. Translation, brother. What did you understand from this hadith, ya Osama? Alhamdulillah, you can translate now, inshallah. Fahimtu, I understood minhu from it. Anna, that. Taqbil al atfali. See, taqbil. Tafa'il, master. All these things are important. So make a note of it. Amrun hasnun. It's a good thing. Kissing a small baby, small child, is a good thing. Fa'innahu yadullu. See, dalla yadullu. Innahu yadullu. It indicates. It shows. What does it show? Ala shafakati. It shows affectionateness, it shows tenderness, wa rahmati and mercy. Are you with me? It shows deep sympathy and mercy. So it's a good thing to kiss a child. Al-Mudaris, Ahsanta, Ya Ahmad, ma ma'ana qawlil muhaddithina. What is this, brother and sister? Ism fa'il. So what is it now, brother? Let us see. Haddasa. To narrate something. Okay. And then, yuhaddisu. Yuhaddisu. Now, brother and sister, make ism fa'il. Muhaddisun. Now make it jama muzakkar salim. Muhaddisuna. Muhaddisina. Mashallah. Muhaddisuna. Okay. Got the idea? And then you'll say Muhaddisina. Mashallah. See, inshallah you'll be able to catch all these things. Why it is Muhaddisina? Because it is Mudafilehi. Inna haza. But then haza is ismu inna. What is the khabar? Hadithun, muttafaqun alayhi. So what is the meaning of this? In hadha, hadithun, muttafaqun ilayhi. Ma'nahu, the meaning of it is, anna hadha al-haditha, what is hadha? Ismu anna. And what is al-haditha? Badal. Badal, badal. Sister Mehnaz, agar isko khabar kar diya, to pura pani phir gaya. Rawahu, what is that rawahu? Jumla failure. Rawa yarvi. Rawahu, what is who? Mafulun bi. Where is the fa'il? Al muhaddithani. Al jalilani. Not. Got the idea? Al muhaddithani is the fa'il for rawa. Okay? Al imam al Bukhari. Well, Imam al-Muslimu. And what is all these here? They are the badal now. They are the badal for Muhaddithani Jalilani. Okay? They are now the badal for... Are you with me? Does it make sense? They are the badal for Al-Muhaddithani Jalilani. So, where is the khabar anna? Jumla failure. Rawahu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Any interesting thing here? Of course. Muhaddithani. That is your ism fa'il. Fine, brother. Rahimahuma Allahu. Are you with me? Rahimahuma Allahu. Fi sahihaihima. Sahihaihima. For making it, you know, correct. Okay? So, brother, what is this sahihai?